This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. In a few minutes, we'll be talking about the words that we use to discuss Hispanic, Latino, Latinx identity and why those terms are important. But first, it's long been recognized that on the city's near west side, it is a book desert. There isn't a bookstore for miles around, but that's about to change. I'm joined by Christina Valle, the executive director of the Guadalupe Cultural Arts Center, to explain. Christina, congratulations on the new bookstore. Tell me more about that.
Thank you, David. Yes, we're very excited to be opening up this space. Finally, this has been something that has been in the works for about 4 years. It's just been an idea. And it's something that we know that our community needs, you know, not just the west side of San Antonio, but the entire city of San Antonio, the entire region of South Texas, and the entire state. So we're very excited to be opening this up.
Now, it sounds like a lot more than just a place that sells books. This sounds like you have a lot of plans for programming and special events. What can people expect?
Yes, it will be a multi-use space. The occasion is opening up a historic Progreso Pharmacy building that we just finished renovating last year with city bond funding. It's taken several years to renovate the first floor of that building. And this is on the corner of Guadalupe and Brazos Streets. Many people will remember that old pharmacy building there that had also a little cafe adjoined to it. For many years, those were the administrative offices of the Guadalupe Cultural Arts Center. And fortunately, we've had the opportunity to renovate that building. And we want to open it for public use. Originally, that space, when I arrived here at the Guadalupe 5 years ago, I was told, you know, that space was intended to be a gift shop. But I thought, no, we need to add a little more to that. How about a bookstore as well? There's plenty of space for books and a gift shop. So we're doing both. In addition to, you know, the curated books focusing on Texas Latino and Latina authors, we'll also have a gift shop, you know, of crafts. Eventually, we're going to be sourcing from some of our local artisans. The Guadalupe has been doing a crafts market, holiday market for many, many years called Hecho a Mano. So we have artisans to source from there. And then before COVID, we were also having a monthly artisan market called West Fest on every first Friday. And we will be sourcing from some of those artisans there as well. You know, in addition to selling some of our own merchandise, you know, things from our Conjunto Festival, you know, t-shirts, CDs that we produce, and, you know, just different items and objects. And then lastly, what that space is going to have that I'm very excited about. We have news for the west side of San Antonio. 2 weeks ago, Texas Commission on the Arts officially designated the West Side Cultural District. So that means we have a cultural district now that includes lots of arts organizations in the area, from NALAC to CEC that is moving on South Brazos Street, Rinconcito de Esperanza, and San Antonio Cultural Arts, American Indians in Texas, together with Avenida Guadalupe and some of our community partners, the UTSA Community Outreach Program, and Prosper West. So we now have a cultural district, and the visitor center for all of that cultural district will be in this building as well. So as you can see, David, it's going to be kind of an exciting multi-use building where there's going to be lots going on.
It does seem like this has the potential of being a place where people who want to share ideas, who want to organize, who just want to read these incredible works, this is a place to go.
We certainly hope so. You know, that's the intention, you know, to make it that way. To be honest, and then just to let the community know and set the expectations, we are starting slow. You know, we are, our bookstore inventory is just starting. I just want to make sure that people know when they're coming in, when we launch in a couple of weeks, you know, that our inventory is going to be just at the beginning of its life, you know, and of its course. We will be adding every month, we will be adding inventory to our bookstore. And that will be by featuring an author series that we will have every first Friday of the month, where we will feature at least one author that will be there, you know, for book reading and book signing. You know, people can come and learn about Latinidad in general, history, you know, our history, our culture, our scholarship, but also learn about our neighborhood, the west side of San Antonio, learn about what else is going on in the area. We will invite everybody in the area to come and leave their information that they want others to know about.
The opening day is October 1st. What's going to happen?
Yes, opening day is October 1st at 1 p.m. We will have a ribbon cutting ceremony. Then we will be open all afternoon. At 6:30 p.m., we will have a nice program where we will have some featured authors. We will have our madrina and padrino for the bookstores. Those are going to be Carmen Tafoya and Dr. Tomas Ibarra Frausto that will be there to give us their intellectual blessing for the bookstore. And they will be reading and presenting. We'll be presenting the launch of a national book by Aslan Libre Press, which is owned by Juan Tejeda and Anissa Onofre. They will be launching a brand new book by Dr. Roberto Sintley Rodriguez, and he will be here on hand, you know, for a reading as well.
Christina Bailly is the executive director of the Guadalupe Cultural Arts Center. They're opening a bookstore on the west side, and that's going to be on October the 1st. And it was great talking with you. Congratulations again.
Thank you, David. And you're welcome to come out anytime.
I'll be there. And when we come back from the break, we listen back to an archived source interview about the terms used to describe Latino or Hispanic identity. This is a pre-recorded interview. We're not able to take phone calls today. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. We'll be right back.